supporting commissioners in reducing NHS waiting lists. Collaboration requires an environment where people receiving support can actively participate in their care plans, enabling them to make positive contributions to their care and overall well-being. It also involves care providers and case commissioners working together to ensure that health and social care services meet people's specific needs and preferences. This person-centered approach improves the overall quality of life for people receiving care by providing high-quality, holistic, integrated support. Importance of collaboration between case commissioners and care providers. Strong coordination among commissioners and care providers is the foundation of statutory integrated care systems. In the UK's health and care system, successful policymaking requires integration and collaboration. The concept of partnership working has gained greater national attention due to the challenges of workforce pressures, rising demand, and limited resources. These factors have underscored the importance of commissioners and organizations working together to deliver and transform services. By working together, we can leverage evidence-based practices to deliver high-quality care services, ensuring that people receive proactive support and person-centered care. The collaborative approach helps create well-coordinated, individualized care plans that align with best practices and guidelines, ultimately improving people's well-being and outcomes. Key strategies to reduce the NHS waiting list. We are in a time of change. The Labour Party's proposed reform program, including creating a national care service with a focus on home-first care, which gives people more control over their well-being, has sparked hope for a brighter future in the care sector. The priority lies in streamlining our processes within the sector, improving communication, and building consistent, dedicated teams to enhance the overall experience of the supported person. Let's not just talk about change, let's make it happen. Recruitment of more staff. The latest statistics on NHS waiting times indicate that 7.6 million people are currently awaiting elective care. Meeting waiting time targets has become increasingly difficult due to the high volume of people waiting and limited resources. Increasing the number of healthcare professionals, including nurses, support workers, and therapy teams, can help ease the workload and ensure timely care for the people who require one. Despite the NHS being one of the largest employers globally, recruiting additional staff remains essential to manage the high demand for services and reduce waiting times. The NHS has committed to significantly increasing the number of training places for healthcare professionals. This includes doubling medical school training places to 15,000 by 2031, increasing GP training places by 50% to 6,000, and almost doubling the number of adult nurse training places. Rightwards double arrow read more about NHS's long-term workforce planto reform care, private sector partnerships. Collaborating with private health and social care providers can help alleviate the burden on the NHS. Outsourcing certain social and health care services to private providers can reduce waiting times and give people quicker access to necessary treatments and targeted support. This enables expedited access to essential therapies and allows the NHS to focus its resources on acute and crisis support. Moreover, such collaborations can extend to social care, where private providers can deliver home-based, community-based support and reablement services, ensuring a holistic approach to the person's health and social needs and well-being. This integrated approach can bring significant progress to streamline person-centered pathways, from initial assessment to full recovery, enhancing the overall efficiency of the healthcare system. In health and social care, the ultimate goal is to enhance the quality of life for care recipients, and partnerships with care providers play a crucial role in this context. It's important to ensure that funds are used efficiently for maximum outcomes. However, relying on the lowest cost services and providers does not always equate to the best care. This is because the cost of a service doesn't necessarily reflect its quality. Most of the time, achieving this goal may require a higher investment. Quality care often involves personalized attention, expertise, highly skilled teams, and high-quality resources. Therefore, while cost-effectiveness is essential, it should never come at the expense of the quality of care. Contact us today to experience expert home care from highly trained and experienced support workers and an in-house multidisciplinary therapy team. For Leaf Complex Care's rapid response service, please get in touch with us here. Community-based care solutions. Investing in community care has shown significant benefits in reducing hospital and emergency admissions. Areas that allocate more resources to community care experience lower non-elective admission rates and ambulance conveyance rates. This investment reduces acute demand and offers a substantial return on investment, with an average net savings of £26 million for an average-sized integrated care system, ICS. Prioritizing community spending is recommended as a mechanism to reduce long-term pressure and enhance healthcare system productivity. Community-based care focuses on preventive care, early intervention, and holistic support. These interventions lower the incidence of acute conditions and emergency hospital admissions by addressing health concerns before they become more serious or challenging. Rightwards double arrow read more on how. Home-based care promotes people's freedom and respects their needs and preferences. Free assessments. Free assessments enable early detection of health concerns or conditions, allowing for timely intervention. This proactive approach can prevent the escalation of health challenges, reducing the need for more intensive and resource-heavy treatments later on. Early intervention is crucial in managing care flow. It allows care recipients to be directed to the right care based on their assessment results, which helps avoid unnecessary referrals or hospital admissions. This improves the quality of life for care recipients and reduces the likelihood of repeat visits and prolonged treatments. However, due to high demand and limited resources, many people face extended waiting times for their initial and follow-up appointments. This can be challenging, as delays in accessing assessments can impact the timely management of health needs. Integrated care. Integrated care systems often collaborate with the independent sector to expand capacity, provide additional appointments, and receive treatment. This collaboration leverages the strengths of both public and private health and social care providers to enhance care and reduce waiting times. By integrating private healthcare resources, the NHS can manage the load more effectively and ensure that more people receive the care they need properly. Establishing community diagnostic centers, CDCs, is a key component of integrated care. These centers provide vital tests and assessments, speeding up access to diagnoses for cancer, heart, and lung diseases. According to the King's Fund, partnering with the independent sector can help cut waiting lists. CDCs help reduce the burden on hospitals and shorten waiting times for critical assessments and diagnostic tests. Informed decision-making. Informed decision-making gives people greater control over the type of treatment they receive and where they receive it. By providing them with a single, easy-to-view list of providers, including both NHS and independent care providers, people can choose the best option based on waiting lists, quality of care, and distance to travel. They are also given access to detailed information about their care options and potential outcomes. This transparency enables people to make choices that best suit their health and social needs and personal preferences. Rightwards double arrow read more about. Are people truly involved in their care? The role of health and social care providers in reducing NHS waiting lists. As health and social care providers, we are uniquely positioned to help reduce NHS waiting lists. Our comprehensive approach to care ensures that people receive the right care at the right time, thereby reducing waiting lists and unnecessary hospital admissions. By providing education and resources, care providers can improve health literacy, encouraging people to better manage their own health. This includes adhering to treatment plans and recognizing when to seek the proper care. Furthermore, the integrated care model promotes efficient use of healthcare resources, ensuring that people make appropriate use of health services. This not only improves people's outcomes but also reduces the strain on NHS services. Leaf Complex Care has several informative blogs on various topics related to care provision and how to improve services to enhance people's quality of life. How healthcare providers can demonstrate value to case commissioners. What case commissioners look for in social care providers. Why delayed hospital discharge is a harm event. The future of home care, innovations and opportunities for case commissioners. Challenges in healthcare service provision. Care after hospital discharge. Right pointing arrow if you are looking for a care provider that enables human first support in people's own homes, delivered by care teams highly trained in strengths-based practices, meeting people's desired outcomes, please. Contact us today. Bristol, Birmingham, Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog, The Key Principles of Positive Behavior Support. Positive Behavior Support, PBS, is a person-centered approach that has shown incredible results when implemented in supporting people living with learning disabilities, autism, mental health needs, or any complex need. Read more. Blog, Alzheimer's Disease, Symptoms and Causes. Alzheimer's disease, a progressive neurodegenerative disorder, remains a significant challenge in the field of neuroscience. It affects around 6 in every 10 people living with dementia in the UK, impacting. Read more. Blog, Difference Between Anorexia and Bulimia. Living with an eating disorder like anorexia or bulimia can be a challenging mental health journey that affects the general well-being of a person. Although these are different eating disorders. Read more.